the BBC presents Peter Cook and Marjorie Westbury in Paul Temple and the Gilbert Case. Episode 4, La Martella.
Hello?
Hello, is that you, Steve?
Hello? Hello?
Is that you, Steve?
Oh, hello, Paul. I could hardly hear you.
Darling, listen. I want you to do something. Can you hear?
Yes, I can hear now.
Well, listen, Steve. Change into something smart. Get a taxi and meet me in Sloane Square. I'll be waiting for you outside that antique shop at the corner.
Yes, all right, Paul. I'll be there in about 30 minutes.
Fine.
How's Galeno?
He's pretty bad. I'll tell you all the news when I see you.
Yes, all right.
Be as quick as you can, Steve.
Yes, of course. Oh, Paul?
Yes?
Where's Charlie fishing?
What's that? What did you say?
I said, where's Charlie fishing? Hello?
It's all right, I'm still here. In the Thames.
Yes, all right, Paul. I shan't be long.
Right, Timothy, you've been quick.
I was lucky. I caught a cab straight away. What happened to Galeno?
He's in a pretty bad way, but I think he'll pull through all right.
Where is he?
St. Agnes Hospital. Kingston's at the hospital. He's staying there in case Galeno comes round.
I see. Well, where are we going? Why did you want me to change?
You remember what Galeno said? Hamilton's the man you want. You'll find him at La Martella.
Yes.
Well, I told Sir Graham about it. Apparently, they've had their eye on La Martella for some time.
Well, what is it, a nightclub?
Yes, but curiously enough, it's not in the West End. It's in Hampstead, of all places.
Oh. Didn't Galeno mention it once before?
Yes, that's the place he followed Mrs. Talbot to the night she met Betty Wayne.
Oh, yes, of course. Paul, do you think that this man, Hamilton, that Galeno mentioned, is the person behind all this?
Galeno must think so, or he wouldn't have said what he did.
No.
We'd better be making a move. I promised to pick Miss Ferguson up at 11.
Who is Miss Ferguson?
Don't worry, Steve. She's not the girlfriend. La Martella's a club. Miss Ferguson happens to be a member, that's all.
Yes, but you still haven't told me who she is.
She's one of Sir Graham's young ladies. I believe she's Canadian.
Well, you mean she's from Scotland Yard?
Yes, you know the type. Flat heel shoes, 48 hips.
Oh, how hard, dear. Make it 46. I don't see any sign of your Miss Ferguson. Where did you arrange to meet her?
Sir Graham made the arrangements. He said she'd wait for me here at the entrance of Baker Street. Oh, there, Sir Graham.
Yes, and do you see the girl he's talking to?
Yes.
Is that your idea of 48 hips?
But that can't be the girl. It's impossible. Look at the dress she's wearing. Look at her shoes.
I am looking.
She's extremely smart, isn't she?
Oh, wouldn't be in that outfit. The sooner I join Scotland Yard, the better. Ah, oh, they're coming over now.
Hello, Temple.
Hello, Sir Graham.
Why, hello, Steve. I didn't expect to see you.
I'm sure you didn't. How are you, Sir Graham?
Oh, I'm all right, little harassed, as usual. Temple, may I introduce Miss Ferguson?
Oh, good evening, Miss Ferguson.
Good evening.
Do you mind sitting in the back?
No, of course not.
This is my wife.
Oh, how do you do, Mrs. Temple? This is a pleasant surprise.
It is indeed.
Temple, I've talked to Lynn, Miss Ferguson, and she's completely in the picture so far as the Gilbert case is concerned. So you can speak quite freely.
Good. Can we drop you anywhere?
No, I've got my car around the corner. Ring me tomorrow morning, Lynn, about 11.
Yes, sir.
Well, goodbye. Enjoy yourselves.
Goodbye, Sir Graham.
Right, Sir Graham.
How long will it take us to get to this place?
Oh, about a quarter of an hour. But I think we ought to have a talk before we start, Mr. Temple.
Yes, I agree. Miss Ferguson, by the way, I think we'd better make it Lynn if we're supposed to be old friends.
Yes, it will be better.
Yes.
Now, tell me all you know about La Martella. When did you first go there?
About 3 months ago. There was nothing wrong with the club itself, but we heard a rumor that certain people were frequenting it and... Well, we thought we'd better keep an eye on things.
I see.
Who runs the place?
A man called Fabian. Louis Fabian.
Fabian?
Yes. Well, quite frankly, he is La Martella. Without him, the place would close overnight.
What's the attraction, exactly?
Well, Fabian. He's an extremely handsome young man and a very good dancer.
Does he dance with the guests?
Oh, he never stops. Big women, fat women, thin women, little women, tall women. He dances with them all.
I gather he works for a living.
Certainly does.
Does this go on all night?
Until about 2 o'clock, and then he disappears. And disappears is the word. He doesn't say he's going, he doesn't say goodnight, he just disappears. 10 minutes later, the place is as dead as a doornail.
He sounds a remarkable young man.
Certainly is. Of course, there are all sorts of rumors about him. Most of them, I suspect, spread by Fabian himself.
What sort of rumors?
Well, some people say he's a prince of some kind. Maybe he is. He's certainly the prince of dancers.
You still haven't told me why you're keeping an eye on the place.
Well, we just thought it was one of those night spots we ought to keep an eye on, that's all.
See.
I gather from Sir Graham that you're looking for a man called Hamilton.
Yes.
What makes you think he may be at La Martella?
Oh, I have no particular reason for thinking so. I just thought he might be there, that's all.
Okay, Mr. Temple, okay. We're both cagey by instinct.
There's just one point. Does this fellow Fabian know you're attached to Scotland Yard?
Good heavens, no. He thinks I'm a good time gal, the daughter of an oil magnate.
Oh, I see.
Oh, by the way, I have to sign you in. What do you want me to put?
Well, I think we'd better play safe and put Mr. and Mrs. Temple. He might recognize us anyway.
Yes, I agree. After all, there's no reason why you shouldn't be a friend of mine, is there, Mr. Temple?
No, none at all.
No, none at all.
Well, come on, we better make a start.
We'll join you in a few minutes, Paul. Come along, Steve.
Have you signed us in?
Yes, I've just done it. Say, have you a lipstick I can borrow? I've done my usual trick.
I know, you've changed the handbag.
Yes, and left everything behind.
Good evening.
Oh, hello, Reynolds.
I didn't recognize you at first. It was Miss Wayne here who spotted you.
Good evening, Mr. Temple.
You know each other, of course.
Yes, we do. We've already met this evening.
Indeed.
Mrs. Temple called round about a dress I sold her. She wanted to see me about an alteration.
Wasn't that a little unusual, after business hours?
Yes, but I was rather worried about the alteration.
I see.
You don't know my wife when it comes to alterations, Reynolds.
Well, I'll see you in a few moments, Lance.
Yes, all right.
Cigarette?
Oh, thank you. I didn't know you were a member here.
I'm not. I'm with a friend of mine.
Oh, I see. Thank you.
I understand from my wife that you wanted to see me about something.
Yes, I called round earlier, but you were out. My flat was burgled this afternoon. Someone impersonated my voice over the telephone and told my housekeeper to leave her key under the mat.
But didn't you report it? Surely it's a matter of the police. It doesn't concern me.
Yes, of course I reported it. But I thought you'd be interested, that's all.
Why?
Look, Temple, I'm quite convinced that the burglary had something to do with the Gilbert case. Howard's room was an absolute shambles. They even stripped the fittings off the front of the wardrobe.
I wonder what they wanted.
I just don't know.
Would you like to know, Reynolds?
Well, what do you mean?
Yours wasn't the only flat that was broken into this afternoon.
No?
No. You remember Mrs. Talbot, the woman who identified Howard Gilbert?
Yes.
Her flat was broken into, too.
When?
Late this afternoon, about 5:30.
How do you know?
Inspector Kingston told me.
Oh. Was anything taken?
Not that we know of.
And, did the inspector see Mrs. Talbot?
Yes, but not at the flat.
Not at the flat? Then where...
Reynolds... Mrs. Talbot's dead.
What?
She was found early this afternoon near Farnham.
I can't believe it.
It's true. You seem very perturbed. Was Mrs. Talbot a friend of yours?
No, of course not. I never met the woman. I saw her at the trial, of course, but that was all.
Well, she's dead. They found her in a field. Apparently there'd been a struggle.
Well, I wonder what she was doing down at Farnham. Didn't she live in Greek Street?
Soho Square. We don't know what she was doing down at Farnham.
I see. Well, if you'll excuse me, there's Miss Wayne.
Yes, of course. Oh, by the way.
Yes?
One of her shoes was missing.
What?
When they found Mrs. Talbot, one of her shoes was missing.
Oh? That's very odd.
Very.
Well, I'll probably see you later.
I hope so, Reynolds.
Mr. Temple?
Yes?
Oh, good evening, sir. Welcome to La Martella. My name is Fabian.
Oh, Mr. Fabian, I've heard a great deal about you.
I've heard a great deal about you too, Mr. Temple. I noticed your name in the book, so I thought I'd better introduce myself. Have you reserved the table?
Well, I think my friend has, Miss Ferguson.
Oh, yes, of course. There's always a table for Miss Ferguson. Uh-huh. Well, I hope you enjoy yourself.
Thank you, I hope so too. Ah, here she is with my wife.
I'm afraid we've been rather a long time, darling.
That was my fault, Paul. This face of mine takes an awful lot of fixing. Why, hello, Mr. Fabian.
Hello, Miss Ferguson. Nice to see you again.
What have you been doing to yourself? You look very handsome tonight.
I'll bet you say that to all the boys.
I don't think you know my wife. Steve, this is Louis Fabian.
Oh, how do you do, Mrs. Temple?
How do you do?
I'm delighted to meet you.
Thank you.
I hope you like our little club.
Well, it's certainly different. I love the deco.
Aren't those cherubs cute?
Let me show you to your table. After you, Miss Ferguson.
Thank you.
Do you really like the deco?
Don't be silly. The whole place looks exactly like it.
Exactly.
Yes, he is awfully good looking, isn't he?
Hmm? Who?
Fabian, of course.
Hmm. I suppose he is in a slick sort of way.
Well, I think he's good looking. He certainly is the prince of dancers.
I think it's about the only thing he is prince of. If he wasn't christened Willie Schritzenbander or something like that, I'd eat my hat. Don't see any sign of our friend Reynolds and Miss Wayne.
They were on the floor a moment ago.
I've got a feeling they've left.
Looks like it. Was he surprised when you told him about Mrs. Talbot?
He was more than surprised. He was distinctly rattled.
I'm convinced it was Reynolds who telephoned her.
Yes, I've got to find out about Hamilton. I'm sure Galena was telling the truth when he... Look out, here's Fabian. If he asks you to dance, don't forget what I told you.
I won't forget.
Hello, you two. Are you enjoying yourselves?
We certainly are.
I didn't know you could dance like that, Lynn.
Oh. You've been holding out on us.
Oh, Miss Ferguson's a beautiful dancer.
Now, Louis.
No, really, I'm quite sincere. I mean it. It's so unusual, too, for a Canadian.
Oh. Them's fighting words, partner.
Would you like to dance, Mrs. Temple?
Oh, thank you. Will you look after my bag, Lynn?
Yes, of course.
What would you like to drink, Lynn?
Well, I... that champagne looks awfully good to me.
It's a lovely floor.
Yes, it is. How long have you known Miss Ferguson, Mrs. Temple?
Oh, she's a very old friend of my husband.
She's such a very nice person.
Yes,
I'll never forget the first night she came here. Well, she came with a young fellow called Deakin. The Honorable Toby Deakin. Terribly tall and very shy.
Oh, yes, we all know Toby. You seem awfully busy tonight. Is it always like this?
Most nights. Sometimes it's so crowded you can hardly dance. But we enjoy ourselves.
It's a very good orchestra.
Oh, of course. If you're going to dance well, you must have a good orchestra.
Yes.
Mrs. Temple, why did you come to La Martella?
Well, we heard a great deal about it and we thought we'd like to come here.
Was that your only reason?
No. My husband wanted to meet one of your members, a man called Hamilton.
I know most of our members, but Hamilton, you say? Does Miss Ferguson know him?
No, I don't think she does.
Oh, your husband must be mistaken, Mrs. Temple. I'm sure there's no one of that name here. However, I'll ask my secretary for you just to make certain.
Thank you.
I saw your husband talking to Lance Reynolds.
Oh, yes?
He's a very old friend of ours, one of our original members.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. Was Howard Gilbert a member?
No. That was an unpleasant business. Was a very great shock to Mr. Reynolds. They were very good friends, you know.
Yes, so I believe.
Was your husband interested in the Gilbert case?
He still is.
Oh, but the case is over, surely. Gilbert was convicted.
But it's only since he was convicted that my husband became interested. It's curious you should mention Howard Gilbert.
No, You mentioned him, Mrs. Temple.
Did I? Oh, well, it's curious we should talk about him, because that's why my husband wanted to meet this man Hamilton.
Oh?
Apparently Hamilton was a friend of Mrs. Talbot's.
Mrs. Talbot?
She was an important witness in the Gilbert case.
Oh, of course. She saw Gilbert just after the murder was committed.
That's right. Did you ever meet her?
Why, no. Why should I?
She came here one night.
Oh, I'm quite sure she didn't.
I'm sorry, but she did.
Mrs. Temple, you don't think I'd allow a woman like that to come to the Martella?
I think she came with Miss Wayne.
Miss Wayne?
Yes.
Indeed. Oh, very curious. Shall we go back to the table?
Please.
Well, wasn't I right, Steve? Doesn't he dance like an angel?
Like an archangel.
You'll have to sit the next one out, darling. I'm taking no chances after that exhibition.
I doubt whether I shall ever dance with you again, Paul.
Oh. Will you excuse me, please? I may see you all later.
Yes, of course. And thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Temple.
What time is it?
Nearly 2 o'clock.
He'll probably have one more dance with somebody and then disappear. You watch.
Does he live here?
No, I believe he's got a flat in South Audley Street.
You've never been there?
Not me. I'm allergic to etchings.
Lynn, the first time you came here, did you come with a man called Toby Deacon?
Toby Deacon? Who's he?
Oh, dear.
What's the matter, Steve?
I wonder if you're trying to catch me out.
What do you mean?
He asked me how long we'd known you, and I said you were an old friend of ours. And then he said that the first time you came here was with a man called Deakin.
And you said you knew him?
Yes.
Oh, dear.
Did you ask him about Hamilton?
Yes. He said he felt sure he wasn't a member here, but he would ask his secretary.
How did he react?
Well, he didn't seem unduly perturbed. But he was certainly surprised when I asked him if he knew Mrs. Talbot.
Here's the waiter.
Mr. Temple?
Yes?
I was asked you to give you this note, sir.
Oh, well, thank you. Excuse me, will you?
Cigarette, Lynn?
Oh, no, thanks. I've just put one out.
Waiter, the answer's yes.
Thank you, sir.
Where's it from, Paul?
Fabian. He wants to see me.
What, now?
Read it.
Dear Temple, I want to talk to you. My address is 27B South Audley Street. I suggest you call tomorrow afternoon, any time between 4 o'clock and 5. Yours sincerely, Louis Fabian. P.S. Oh, don't bring your friend from Scotland Yard.
Oh, dear.
I guess you haven't had a very successful evening, Mr. Temple.
No, I wouldn't say that.
I wonder how he found out that I was attached to Scotland Yard.
I'll ask him.
I wish you would. You can drop me on the corner, Mr. Temple.
Are you sure?
That'll do fine.
Well, as we started with Christian names, can't we continue?
Well, if you don't mind.
No, of course not. Is this all right?
Yes, dandy. My flat's just round the corner.
Good night, Lynn.
Good night, Steve.
Good night, Lynn.
Good night, Paul.
What a very nice girl.
Yes, isn't she?
Slow up, dear. Traffic lights.
Would you like to drive?
No, why?
Wonder, that's all.
Oh, darling, don't be silly. It's gone red.
Really? I thought it was pale blue.
Oh.
I've had 2 small sherries, Steve, and a glass of wine. I'm quite capable of seeing the traffic lights. I might even spot an odd pedestrian.
Yes, well, pull over to the left. There's a taxi trying to nose past you.
Well, he's got to wait, same as everybody else. Timothy's cut it fine, hasn't he? Couldn't get close if he tried.
Serve you right.
These taxi drivers really are the limit. They think they can drive through the eye of a needle. Good Lord.
What is it?
The woman in that taxi.
What?
Take a good look, but don't let her see you. Recognize her?
Yes, it's the woman who said she was Mrs. Talbot.
Yes. Did she see you?
I don't think so. The lights are changing. What are you going to do?
I'm going to follow the taxi. Sit back, Steve, in case she turns round.
Where are we? What is this place here?
I think it's Belton Gardens.
Slow down. He's going round the corner.
I believe that's Darlington Street.
Yes, you're right. It is Darlington Street.
Hello. He's pulling up.
Don't get too near.
No, I'm going to stop here.
I wonder which house she's going into.
She's going to cross the road, I think.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to make a note of the address and then... Wait a minute. Do you know, I believe Wilfred Sterling lives in Darlington Street.
Does he?
I remember he gave me his address and telephone number. I'm almost sure it was a Bayswater number. Yes, that'd be right, wouldn't it, Bayswater?
Mm. She's crossing over, Paul.
Well, watch the house. We'll check the number when we drive past.
She's obviously got a key. She's letting herself in.
There's a telephone box across the road. I'm going to look the address up. I shan't be a minute, Steve.
Yes, all right. Paul?
What's the matter? Don't you think I'm capable of finding the address on my own?
Well, it didn't look a very good light, so I bought you this torch.
Well, you'd better come inside. As a matter of fact, you're right, it isn't a very good light. Give me the torch, darling.
You are.
Thanks. Now, which book?
This is the one. Esther Zed.
Oh, yes, thank you. Here we are. Yes, Stiles, Still, Stilling, Stimpson, Here we are. By Timothy, I was right. Wilfred Sterling, 292 Darlington Street.
But, Paul, if Wilfred Sterling's a friend of the woman who impersonated Mrs. Talbot, then obviously... Oh! What on earth was all that?
Steve, look at our car. Just look at it.
Oh!
They thought we were still sitting in it. They passed us once, drove round the square, then came down Darlington Street. Look at the bullet holes.
Oh.
They certainly weren't taking any chances. Thank heavens you brought me that torch, Steve. What time do you make it, Steve?
It's about 3:30.
When is your appointment at Conway and Races?
Oh, any time.
I'll pick you up about 5.
Yes, all right. It's funny you couldn't get Betty Wayne this morning.
The operator said that the number was out of order, but it's my bet she left the receiver off.
Mm. What time are you seeing Fabian?
The note said between 4 and 5. I'll probably leave in about 20 minutes.
Paul, why didn't you tell the police the truth?
I did tell them the truth.
The sergeant asked you what we were doing in Darlington Street, and you said...
We were using the telephone. It's perfectly true. We were using the telephone. At least the telephone booth.
Don't be silly. You know perfectly well that if we hadn't followed that taxi, we should... Yes? What is it, Charlie?
Mr. Graham Forbes would like to see you, sir.
Oh, bring him in, Charlie.
Yes, sir. Will you come in, please, Sir Graham?
Thank you. Hello, Steve.
Hello, Sir Graham. Would you like some tea?
No, thank you, madam.
You look worried. Is anything wrong?
Temple, what time did you leave Lynn Ferguson last night?
About 2:30 this morning. We dropped her in Baker Street.
Why? What's happened, Sir Graham?
Whereabouts in Baker Street?
Not far from where we picked her up. She said her flat was just around the corner.
Yes, that's right.
Has anything happened to her?
I hope not, Steve. Only she was supposed to phone me this morning, and she didn't. I told my secretary to get in touch with her, but, well, to cut a long story short, she never went back to the flat last night.
But she said that... Are you sure?
Absolutely positive. There's a night porter at the flats. He's on duty till 7 in the morning. He didn't leave his desk.
Oh, dear.
What time was it when you left Hampstead?
About 2:15. It took about 1/4 hour to Baker Street.
I see. And then you came back here?
Yes.
Well, what were you doing in Darlington Street?
I told you, or rather I told the sergeant.
Paul,
what happened last night, Temple?
Well, we dropped Lynn Ferguson at Baker Street. When we got round the corner, we were waiting for the lights to change when a taxi pulled up with a woman in it.
Well?
It was the woman who impersonated Mrs. Talbot.
Go on.
We followed the taxi, and eventually it stopped in Darlington Street. We saw the woman get out and go into one of the houses. I had a feeling that the house belonged to Wilfred Sterling. Steve and I went into a telephone box to check the address, and while we were in the box... Well, you know what happened.
Yes, but why didn't you tell this to the sergeant?
Frankly, I didn't want to go into details. Also, I just didn't want to go into details.
Did you see the man in the car, the man who fired the shots?
No, we were both in the telephone booth, fortunately.
I see.
Sir Graham, are you worried about Lynn?
Well, I don't like it, Steve. She's a very capable girl. She never takes unnecessary risks. I'm quite sure that if she could have telephoned, she'd have done so.
How long has she been working for you?
About 3 years. Her position's rather a peculiar one. Although she's attached to the yard, she's not on what we call the established staff.
Does she work for Kingston?
No, she doesn't work for any of the regular CID people. She's answerable to me personally, or in certain instances, to Major Fletcher of MI5.
I see. What was she doing at La Martella?
I told you. We were keeping our eye on Fabian because...
Yes, what is it, Charlie?
Found this parcel near the kitchen door.
Hmm?
Must have been left there. But he wasn't there at 2 o'clock when I put the milk bottles out.
Oh, let me have it, Charlie.
Yes, sir.
What is it, Paul?
Well, it's a box of some sort. You no idea who delivered it?
No, sir. Whoever it was, he didn't ring the bell.
Hmm. All right, Charlie. It's addressed to you, Steve. Shall I open it?
Yes, of course. Paul, it's a shoe.
A shoe? Is it one of yours, Steve?
No.
Well, if it isn't one of yours, why should anyone... Temple, what is it?
Don't you recognize it, Steve?
Yes, I do. It's Lynn Ferguson's.
That was La Martella, the fourth episode of the Francis Durbridge serial, Paul Temple and the Gilbert Case. With Peter Cook as Paul Temple, Marjorie Westbury as Steve, and June Tobin as Lynn Ferguson. Production by Martin C. Webster for the BBC. Thank you.